is Daf Kuf Gimel. We got to the last three lines of Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Menashe Yesh Lo Chelek Li Olam Haba, that he has Chelek in Olam Haba. Not a quote from the Mishnah, this is from the Gemara, that he has no Chelek in Olam Haba, as the Pasuk says, Vais Palel Menashe El Hashem Vayate Lo Vechule. So that he does not have a chelik, rather he does have a chelik in Olam Haba. So the Gemara asks, what exactly is the machlokas here? So the Gemara explains as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikra echad darshu. They both learn from the very same source. It says in Yirmiyahu, Shinemar unisatim lezava lechol mamlechos haaretz biglal Menashe ben Yechizkiyahu. That they gave it, what does the lashon of zava mean? So they define the word zava to mean that I will make Yehuda a shuddering for all the kingdoms of the earth because of Menashe. So what does that mean? Mar savar biglal Menashe shasa tshuva, because he did tshuva, so that's why he has chelik in Olam Haba v'inu lo avid. Everyone else did not do tshuva. Umar savar, the other opinion felt that biglal Menashe did lo avid tshuva, that he did not do tshuva. So there's two ways to interpret this mission, whether he did tshuva or not tshuva, which is then going to dictate whether he has chelik in Olam Haba or not. So Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that call Omer Menashe ein lo chelik liolam haba marpe yedein shel bali tshuva. Anyone who says he doesn't have olam haba is in essence weakening the hands of bali tshuva. They're not giving them any hope. And so this understands that he did do tshuva. And if you say he did tshuva and still doesn't get chelik in olam haba, that's going to of course be a big chalishah adas for all those who do tshuva, because they're concerned they may not get olam haba either, just like Menashe didn't get it. So the Sanhedrin Ketana asks the question, isn't Rabbi Yochanan one who holds in general that halacha is like the Stam Mishnah? And our Stam Mishnah, Daf Tzadi, says that the Menashe doesn't have a Olam Haba. So how can he be the one who says here that Menashe does have a Chelak in Olam Haba? So he answers, the concept of halacha k'Stam Mishnah applies when it comes to things in Olam Hazeh, halacha. But when it comes to Olam Haba, that's a whole other world. So therefore, it doesn't go according to the rule of halacha k'stam mishnah. So Gemara says, "Detani tani kami de Rabbi Yochanan." The Braisa was once taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Menashe asa tshuva shloshim v'shalosh shanim. He did tshuva for 33 years. That's how long his tshuva lasted for. And the Chassid, it says in Malachim Beis, "Ben shteim esrei shana Menashe b'malcho." He was 12 when he became king. V'chamishim v'chamesh shana b'malcho b'yishlam. And he was a king for 55 years. Vayas ashera kasher asa acha melch yisrael. He made an ashera. He did a avodah zarah in the way that Achav did, which means the amount of time that Achav did. And the Gemara says, Ukama melech Achav, how long was the Achav king for? Esim v'tartin shanin. So just like Achav was king for 22 years and did Avodah Zarah, so to Menashe did Avodah Zarah for 22 years. So doing a little bit of math here, Menashe kama melech chamishim chamesh, so he was king for 55 years, so 55 minus 22, of course, is dal minayu esim v'tartin, subtract 22, Pashalu Talson Tlas, that leaves 33 years that he did tshuva. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishum Ben Yochai, my dechsev was a pasuk mean when it says, Vayishma Eila Vayechater Lo, that he listened to him, Vayechaser Lo, and he was Vayechaser, meaning it should be Vayechaser Lo, that he davened me by that he davened to Hashem. What does it mean, Vayechaser? Chaser is Lashon of Bob Machteres, the tunnel underneath. So Gemara tells us, Milamit Shasalo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kimin Machteres Birakia, Kede Lakabo Bachuva. Interesting idea here, that Kadosh Baruch Hu somehow made a tunnel, made a hole in the Rakia, just in order to accept tshuva from Menashe, b'pnei Mitas Adin, because the Mitas Adin, who didn't want to accept tshuva, Menashe was so bad, even though he did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have it, he had to somehow go roundabout Mitas Din, whatever that means exactly. Of course Hashem could do whatever he wants, but somehow he tunneled through the Rakia to accept the tshuva. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, my dechsev bereishis mamluchos Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu. In the beginning, Yehoyakim, okay, in the beginning, I took someone's arsk. I don't know whose this was. It's not yours, though. Okay. The pasuk says, Bereishis Mamluchas Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu. In the beginning, Yehoyakim was the king. Because it's written, Bereishis Mamluchas Tzidkiyah. And then Tzidkiyah was the king. So how many Bereishis were there? There's only, who could be the first king? V'chi'ada, inna lohavu malchi, before these two, Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyah, there wasn't a king before them. Ela b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachzitz ha'olam kulu l'tov avo. He wanted to turn the world back to chaos, the Bereishis HaOlam, that's what he wanted to do. Bishul Yehoyakim, because in light of Yehoyakim, who was such a bad door, Nistakel Bedoro, such a bad king rather, Nistakel Bedoro v'niskara daito. So Yehoyakim was a cause for Kadosh Baruch Hu wanting to bring back the Bereishis, Tov Avo, but because the door was a great door of Tzadikim, he held back. And similarly, or in a different way though, B'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachzitz ha'olam kula l'tov avo b'shvil doro shel Tzidkiyah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to revert the world back to Bereishis because of the generation that Tzidkiyah lived in, that were, they were full of Rishon. But in this case, Nistaka B'Tzidkiyah, in this case, since Tzidkiyah was a king, a great king, Niskara Daita, that appeased him and cooled him off. So that's what it means, Bereishis in the context of Yoyakim and Bereishis in the context of Tzidkiyah. The Gemara says further, B'Tzidkiyah, Nami Ksiv, it's written about Tzidkiyah, V'yasa Rabbeinu Hashem. How, Tzidkiyah wasn't that great. It says he did evil in the eyes of Hashem. How come the Gemara just said before, he was the reason that cooled off Hashem? So the answer is the Gemara, Shehaya biyadu limchos v'lo micha. Tzidkiyah himself was a wonderful king, but the problem was the people of his generation were not great, and he had the ability to be mocha them, to give them rebuke, and he didn't, and for that reason he was held in the eyes of Hashem, v'yas hara b'nei Hashem. Gemara says further, another statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Mai dechsev, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei, Ish chacham nishban es ish evil, a wise man judges a ish evil, one who's not so straight, v'ragez v'sachak v'ei nachas, and there's anger and laughter, and there is no peace. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ka'asti al achas, I got very upset at Achaz, who was a melech of Yehuda, unisativ b'yad malchik Damesek, I handed him over to the king of Damesek, he brought karbanos to their gods. Shenemar, it says in Divrei Yomim, Vayizbach lelohei dar mesek hamakim bo, Vayomer ki elohei malchei aram heim mazin osam lehem azabeach. He's going to help. Vayazruni, he's going to help me. Vehem hayulo lachshilo lachol Yisrael. What's going to be for him and all of Am Yisrael a stumbling block? So what does that mean? Sachakti im Amatzia. So then I appeared to Amatzia, who was the king of Melch Yudah, Nesati Malchi Edom Biado, and I gave it to the king in his hand. Let's see what's going on here for a second. So again, so I smiled upon Amatzia, who was the king of Yehuda, and I delivered the king of Edom into his hand. So hoping this would prove, this is Akash Baruch Hu speaking, by the way, proving how strong I am. And Havi Eloheim Vishtachav Alehem, and he brought their gods to Yehuda and bowed down to them. So I did a wonderful thing for Amatzia. I handed Melch Aram in his hand, and yet what did he do in turn? He brought gods into his kingdom. Shenemar Vahi Acharei Vo Amatzia Me'achos as Adomim, after Amatzia had killed Edom, Vayaveyas Elohei B'nei Seir, he brought all these gods from B'nei Seir, Vayamidem Lo Lelohim V'lefneim Yishachav Alehem Yikati, he started to bring karbanos to all them. So that's what the pasuk means above, that an Ish Chacham is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that it's referring to Ish Avel, is referring to Amatzia, who did the wrong thing and brought a terrible anger to Hashem. So Amar Rapapa said, Hainu Dami Inchi, that's what people would say, Bichi Le Lamar Dilo Yada, Chaychi Lamar Dilo Yada, Var Le Lamar Dilo Yada, Bein Tavlevish. So what does this adage mean? It means that I cried to the master, Bachi Le Lamar, I cried to the master, Dilo Yada, but he didn't realize I was crying. Chaychi lemar, smiled to the master, he didn't know I was smart, he didn't realize it. Vorele lemar, ben tav levesh, woe to the master who doesn't realize between good and between bad. So this is a reference to Amatzia, who didn't realize the goodness that Kadosh Baruch was doing for him, and he kind of ignored Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. So Gemara then says, we're going back to another statement of Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that the Gemara talks about when Nebuchadnezzar took over Yerushalayim, Vayavo kol sarei melech Bavel v'yeshu b'shar tavech, that all the different officers from Bavel sat around the gates of tavech. So what does it mean, tavech? Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that means makom shemechadkin bo halachos, lashon of tavech is lashon of chatach, takat. The place where they cut and they decided Piskei Halacha, which of course is the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, which is where the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishchas HaGazus. So Amar Rapapa says, Hainu Dami Inchi, that's what people would say, Ba'asur Demara Talalei Zayne, a place where a master places his weapons, hanging them on the wall, Taman, that very place, Kulba Raya Kulta Talal, that's where the shepherd hangs his stuff, I guess. So the very place where the Sanhedrin was sitting is exactly where the Sarei of Bavel were sitting as well. They disgraced that very place. Gemara now says, quotes a mnemonic of the next few statements, Simen al Sedei Batim Lo Seuna. So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Ma'idik Seh, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei when it says, Al Sedei Ish Atzel Avarti, on the field of a person who is lazy I pass through, V'al Kerem Adam Chaser Lev, and the vineyard of a person who is lacking a heart, Vinei Allah Hula Kimshonim, and upon all them grew Kimshonim are thorns. Kasupanav Harulim covered his face in I think also thorns. Is that how they define it right?
Nettles.
Okay, don't know what that means. The geder avana of Neharsa and the walls of stone were in ruin. So what does this mean? The Gemara says, "Al stay ish atzel avarti." On the field of one who's lazy. That's a reference to the Achaz. There's Achaz who was very lazy. We'll see in a little bit what he did, the terrible things he did with regards to the Sefer Torah and Avodah Zarah, and Karbanos rather. Va'karam adam chaser lev, the vineyard of a person who lacks a heart, ze Menashe. The Menashe, we'll see in a little bit what he did. He erased the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah and he destroyed the Mizbeach. And v'hinei ala chulo kimshonim, that was overgrown with thorns, ze Amon. Would mevatel the avodah entirely, as we'll see also in a little bit, as if there were thorns overgrowing, and kasu panav harulim at nettles were covering his face. That's a reference to Zeh Yehoyakim, who had covered up his face from getting any hana from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see as well. The geder avanav neersa and the stone wall was destroyed. Zeh Tzidkiyahu who she nechra beis hamikdash b'yamav. That even though it wasn't his fault directly, but the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in his time because he didn't give the proper rebuke. So the Gemara says, we're going to return to all those different examples in a moment. But the Gemara says, before doing that, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Abra Kisos, Ein Mekabim Pnei Shechina. There are four classes of people that are not able to accept the Shechina. Now, the point out here is, in the Rishonim, the Adar Ma writes, that even though they don't Mekabel Pnei Shechina, they do get a Chelik in Olam Haba, they just don't get the closest to Hashem, the Ziv HaShechina, but they do get a part in Olam Haba. So who are these four classes? Kas Leitim, a group of people who are making fun, we'll see what that means. Actually, they're not going to describe what it is, but people are just sitting around wasting time. And Kas Shakranim, those who lie, Kas Chanefim, those who give Chanifa, and flattery, and kas misapri lashon hara, those who sit around speaking lashon hara. Now the kas mishnah means it's one who's regil, margil, to speak lashon hara, not one, we all speak lashon hara, we try not to, but it's one who regularly speaks lashon hara, that's what we're referring to in this last group of misapri lashon hara. So kas leitzim, what does that mean? How do we know that they don't get to see the shechina? Dichsiv in Hosea, mashach yado es lotzim. I'm pulling my hand away from the lotzim, from those sitting around doing nothing, wasting time. Kasha Kranim, I separate from those who lie. Dichsiv in Tehillim, dover shikaram lo yikon leneged einai. Those who speak sheker will not settle in my presence, in my eyes. Kas chanefim, those who give flattery. Dichsiv in Iov, kilo lefanav chanof yovo. Those who have chanifa are not going to come to me. And the final group, kas misabri lashon hara. Dichsiv in Tehillim, kilo kel chafetz. Russia ata lo yugruchara, that it's a God who doesn't like the Russia, those, and the beginning of the pasuk is referring to Lashon Hara. So tzaddik ata, that you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the tzaddik, the lo yeb migruchara, you should not be living in the presence of those who are evil, a reference to Lashon Hara, as the beginning of the Perek of Tilm seems to indicate. Fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, my dichsi, what does the pasuk mean when it says, lo se'une elecha ra, Benega lo yikrav balech. Lashon lo seuna is like lashon ona, pain. There should not be any pain to you, and any nega should not come close to your ohel. So what is the darsh? What's the drasha? Lo seuna lecha ra shelo yishlod b'cha yetzahara. That you shouldn't be controlled by your yetzahara. You should be self-sufficient, have self-control. Benega lo yikrav balecha. That any nega, any type of mum shouldn't be in your ohel. When a person comes back home from traveling, he shouldn't find his wife in the state of a safek nida. So davar acher, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, lo suna elecha ra, shelo yavasucha chalamos ram v'hirhurim ra'im, that you should not be scared of bad dreams and bad thoughts. You shouldn't have a son or a student that goes off the derech in such a way, in a public display of his derech lo tova. Fine. The Gemara now says that part of Tilmud just darshin ad kan berch av. That was the brach of the father, namely of David HaMelech giving his children. Mikan ve'elech, from the next psukim we're about to encounter in the Tilim, in that perek tzadi aleph. Berach to'ima was the brach of the mother that comes from the lave of the mother. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, ki malachav yitzav elach lishmarcha b'chol derechecha, and the malachim or the messengers are going to command to guard you, protect you in all your ways. Akapayim yisa'uncha, on the hands they're going to lift you. And the pasuk says, pentigo for bevim reglecha, al shachem efeshen tidroch, to protect you in every single place you go. Ad kan birchaso imo. That's the bracha of the mother. And mikam ve'elach, the remaining psukim are the birachto shemaim, was blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as it says in the rest of the pasuk, Ki vi chashak bavatei, because of me, very much I had defined this, I desire. Ki vi chashak bavateu, and you yearn for me, and I would deliver him. Asagveo ki yada shemi, you know my name. Ki yikreinu, when you call my name, veinei, I'm going to answer you. Imo anochi b'tzar, I'm with you with all the pains, wherever you are. I'm going to release you, I'm going to honor him. That is the bracha from Shemaim. Gemara now says, Amr Bishuman Lakish, my dich, it wasn't possible when it says, Vimona Mirisham Oram Uzor Rama Tishaver, which means that from the evil will be withheld their light, they're not going to see light, and the high arm, the raised hand, will be broken. The pasuk in Eov, Mipnei Ma Ayin Shel Risham Tuliya. So apparently in the Eov, you look inside, the Ayin is lifted up. It's not in line with the rest of the letters. It's raised. So they want to know, why is the Ayin lifted? So the Gemara explains, Kaven Shenase Adam Rash Milamata Nase Rash Milamala. It's as if it should be written Rash without the Ayin there. Rash means someone who's very poor and lowly. So just like when a person becomes very rash, low, and by himself, that no one likes him in the world below, so then he becomes very much disliked in the world above. That's what the Gemara is explaining. So the Gemara says, "V'lo nichtave klal." So just remove the ayin. Why is the ayin there in the first place? Just have the word say Russian. Vayimana mi Russian. Why rishaim? Why have the ayin even there? So answers Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chad Amar. One of them holds mipnei kvodo shel David. Because as a covered for David, David, we know, wasn't very much liked here in this world, but of course he was very much loved in the world above. So they had to put the iron there to say this only applies to Rishaim. A Rishaim, a person who's evil, who's also rash and also very much disliked, that's the one who's disliked in the world above. But someone who's not a Rasha, like David, even though he might be a rash, very much disliked in this world, he's very much loved in the world above. That's how one of them explained it. And Chadamar, the other one, says, Mishum Kvodo Shenechemia Ben Chachalya, out of his kavod, that he also had many people who hated him in this world, and from the non-Jews in particular, and they wanted to actually kill him because he built the base of Mikdash, but he wasn't deserving. So even though he was disliked, still we put in the word ayin, then ayin in there to tell us that only Rishayim have this klal, but not tzaddikim like Nechemia or David HaMelech. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabban, the Braitza teaches us that Menashe Hayashone Chamishim V'Chamisha Panim B'Toras Kohanim. Fascinating. Menashe had taught 55 different angles of learning the Toras Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, also known as the Sifra. Keneged Shnei Malchuso, corresponding to the 55 years that he reigned. Achav Shmona V'Chamishim, he learned 85 different ways of the Toras Kohanim, and Yeravam Mea Ushlosha, 103. Okay, so we see even though they were Rishayim at certain times in their life, Achav his whole life, and Yeravam, Menashe had different times in his life, they still were very much big Tamidei Chachamim. Tani the Bais.
What time period was this?
This is the times of the Melachim. I don't know exactly what year though. Tani the Bais tells us that Hayar Rebbe Meir Omer Avshalom Ein lo chelek liolam haba. Avshalom, who is the son of David, who rebelled against David, doesn't have a chelek in olam haba. Shenamar, it says in Shmuel Beis, vayaku es Avshalom vaymisu. They hit him and they killed him. How many times are you going to kill him? Vayaku b'olam haza vaymisu liolam haba. That he doesn't have. He was killed in this world, and he was killed for the world above. The Gemara then says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Achaz, Vachazia. These were kings, these two were evil kings. V'chol malchei Yisrael, shekasu ben vayas hara b'nei Hashem. Anyone who describes them as doing evil in the eyes of Hashem, and unfortunately there were not too many that didn't say this about, I mean many people had this described about them, lo chayin v'gam lo nidonim. They were not having a chelik in olam haba, but at the same time they're not going to be judged in olam, in Gehenim either. They're somehow in limbo. That's their destiny. The Gemara then says, "Begam dam noki shafach Menashe harbe." Going back, Menashe now that he spilled a lot of innocent blood, harbe meod ad Hashem milei es Yerushalayim peh lepeh levan mechataso asher hechti es Yehuda la'asos l'hara b'nei Hashem. That he filled up from one mouth to the other mouth. Aside from the sin that he did of causing others to sin and being evil in the eyes of Hashem, he killed many, many people. So what does this mean? So hacha targima, they explain sheharag Yeshayahu. That they killed Yeshayahu, who apparently was his maternal grandfather. That was Menashe's grandfather from his mother. He had killed him, and they explain here the Lashon of Peh, the basic Mar Yivamos, that he spoke, that someone with a Peh that had a Navi. Yeshayahu was a Navi, spoke Peh. That's the reference here in the Pasuk Peh Lepeh. The Gemara in Yivamos, Daf Mem Tes, Amr Beis, that refers to him Peh Lepeh. The Gemara then says another explanation is b'ma'arava amri in Eretz Yisrael. They explain differently who this is referred to. She'asat selam masoy elav b'nei adam, that he made an idol that was the weight of a thousand people needed to carry it. U'b'chayom v'yom, every single day he made people carry it. Harikum, and they all died from lifting up this selam. That's the people dan naki shafach. To command Ozla Hadam Rabba Barbarchana, who is the following statement? Go like Shikula Nishama Shel Tzadik Echad Kineged Kol Olam Kula, that the Nishama of one great Tzadik is equal to the rest of the world. That must be command Amar Yeshayahu Harag. Even though above we said he only killed Yeshayahu, it was Kilu he killed an entire city. That's what I mean. That's the Koach of a Nishama Shel Tzadik. Gemara then says, "Ksiv." It's written regarding Menashe and Divrei Hayamim Pesa, that he placed one idol in the Beis Hamikdash. "Ksiv." It's written elsewhere, "Psilim," that he put multiple idols. So, did he do one or did he do multiple ones? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Betchilas alo part of Echad." Initially, he made one face on the statue that he put in the Beis Hamikdash. Ulvasof, in the end, asalo arba pertufim, he made four different faces on one statue. What's the reason? Kadesha tira shechina v'tichos. This way, no matter which angle, whichever direction the shechina comes to the base of Migdash, they're going to see the face of this statue, whether it's north, south, east, west, he's always going to see it. So it's really one idol that had four different faces to it. So Achaz hamido ba'aliyah, that Achaz placed an idol in the attic, in the upper level of the Beis HaMikdash, she'namar, it says in Melachim Beis, ve'es ha'mizbechos asher al hagag, aliyas Achaz v'gomer, that he placed it on the second level of the Beis HaMikdash. She'menashe hamido ba'heichal, he placed it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. She'namar, it says, v'yasim es pesel ha'asher asher asu b'bayis asher amar Hashem al David, v'al shlomo b'no b'bayis hazeh. So he placed a mamish in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, Bebeis HaZeh. Then Amon, who was the son of Menashe, hechnisu lebeis kodesh kodashim. He took it a step further. He wanted to one-up his father. So he brought the tzelem into the kodesh kodashim itself. Shenamar, that says in Yeshayahu, ki kotzer hamatza mehistareya v'amaseicha tzara kiskane. So what exactly does this pasuk mean? So the title of the pasuk before we darshan it is that for the couch is too short for the stretching out, and the cover too narrow for the curling up. So kikatzer amatza miyistareya, he cut it; it was too short for its use. And masecha, the curtain tara kiskanes, was very narrow. Fine. So what does it mean? My kikatzer amatza miyistareya. What does it mean that the couch is too short for stretching it out? Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Yonason rather, kikatzer hamatza. When the couch is too short, that's zeh milhistare alav. It's too short for two companions. Alav shnei reim keachad. It's too short. It's not a love seat. It's a one person couch. You can't fit two people in a small couch. You can't sit there together. So that's what it means, that the Beis HaMikdash can't have both the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina there, and have Avodah Zarah there at the same time. So one has to go, either me or you. My v'maseicha tzara. What does it mean that the cover is too narrow for curling up? I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonos bar. No, Rabbi Yonos and Kiyava Mati Laikor. Rabbi Yonos and got to this pasuk. Have a kabache. He would cry. Misha Kasebo Kones Kaneid Mehayam. The one who it's written about that he gathers a lot of water of the sea. Tayasel Maseicha Tzar became an idol. Now make it cause it to shrink. The Kadosh Baruch Hu become so small and have no place to curl up. That's somehow the reference here. That's a reference to what Amos had. Not Amos said. Amun had done. Gemara now says, Achaz, bitas avodah zarah, as avodah rather, we're going back to the bad things that the different kings did. So Achaz, he nalfa, he abolished the performing of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chasam, as a Torah, he sealed off the Torah, didn't allow anyone to learn the Torah. Shenamar, that says, Tzur, Tuda Tzur, the rock, Tuda Chasam Torah bilimudai. Tzur means to bind up the testimony, to Tuda, and Chasam, seal the Torah bilimudai from the people learning it. Menashe kadet haskaras. Menashe, he has scratched out the Shem Hashem throughout the Torah. V'haras his mizbeach, he destroyed the mizbeach. Amon tzaref as the Torah. Amon burnt the Torah. V'hela shimamis al gabe mizbeach, and placed the cobwebs. He allowed cobwebs to grow on the mizbeach. Achaz hiter ha'erva, he permitted erva. Menashe ba'al choso, had relations with his sister, and Amon ba'al imo with his Amon with his mother. Shenemar ki hu Amon hirba. Ashama, he did something more evil than what his father had done. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chadamar Shesarf, as the Torah one says, it means he burnt the Torah, but the Chadamar, the other one says, no, what that meant is Shebaal Imo. So Amrlo Imo, so his mother said to him, Klum Yeshlech Hanav, Imakum Shiatsum Imenu, can you really have Hanav from a place where you yourself were born from? Amrlo, Klum Aniosa El Alachas says, Bori, I'm not looking for Hanav, I'm looking to just make HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. So Kiyasi Yoyakim, and Yoyakim came, Amr, he said, Kamailo Yadila Guze. Yoyakim says, ah, the earlier, my predecessors, they did not know how to get Hashem angry. You want to see Hashem get angry? Watch what I could do. Klum Anu Tzvichim Ela La'oro. Do we need anything from Hashem other than His light? So Yesh Lanu Zahab Parvayim Shanu Mishtam Shimbo. We have this beautiful type of gold that's very, very light, and we'll use that instead. Yitel Oro, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take His light for Himself. We don't need the sun. So Amr Lo, they said, to him, follow Kesev Azov Shalahu, isn't the gold and silver also Kadosh Baruch Hu? He also created that. Shinemar Liya Kesev Liya Azov Nuhum Hashem Tzvakos, it's all mine. Which just fascinating that they're bringing a riot from a pasuk when he's completely going against the whole. Okay. So Amr Lehem, he says, Kfar Nisan Alanu, Yehoyakum says that Kadosh Baruch already gave it to us. It's ours now. Shinemar, as it says, Shemaim Shemaim Hashem, V'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Fine. Shkovaita, right? Let's keep going. Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Le Rav Bar Mari.
Mipnei. Rashi says over there that his Dora, who said that the pasuk, they were tzaddikim. That's what you're saying, right? From the pasuk, there's the Bnei Dora.
His Dora.
His Dora. They were saying that, but he wouldn't. But they knew he wouldn't accept it, though. That, well, you can't bring a rye from a guy who won't accept it.
What did he want to say? Yeah. Instead of the sun, they're going to use the gold.
Instead of the sun.
He said that much gold.
Oh my God.
Fine. The Gemara then says, Amr le'rav le'rabba bar mari, mipnei ma'lo manu es Yoyakim. Why wasn't Yoyakim listed as those who don't get chelek in Ol Haba? He seemed to have done the worst thing. He was winding up everyone before him. So the Gemara explains, Mishum dechsebe, it's written about him, v'yeser divrei Yoyakim v'sav osav asher asa hanim salav. All the rest of the issues of Yoyakim, the terrible things he did, which is found about him. So, what does that mean here? Let's see. Gemara asks, "My vanim salav." What does that mean? The other things found about him. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Hachadam Ashechakuk Shem Avodos Kachavim Al Amasa. One is he had tattooed the Shem Hashem on his ama, and Hachadam Ashechakuk Shem Shemayim Al Amasa. One says he used Shem Hashem on his ama. So that's what else is describing. So it doesn't answer the question though. So let's see, Gemara says, Amar le, b'mlachim lo shemati, I don't know why, a good reason why Yoyakim wasn't left off the list, why he was, I'm not sure why he wasn't, he should have been there. B'hedyotos shemati, but I did hear, regarding the hedyotos, why some were left off the list. B'shei ma lo manu es micha, why wasn't Micha one of the hedyotos that didn't get chelek in Olam Haba, he did terrible things about Avodah Zarah. So b'pnei shepito mitzui lo v'rei d'racham, because he was, even though he is very evil to Hashem and did Avodah Zarah, he always was giving bread to those who were passing by. He had tremendous nechnasas orachim, shenemar kol over v'shav el halavim, those who were traveling he always gave to. So that gave him a zechus to have a chelek in Olam Haba. And it says more about Micha, v'avar bayam tzara v'hika v'yam galim, that the tzara shall pass through the waters and shall strike waves in the sea. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan zeh pislo shel Micha. This is referring to the idol of Micha. Tani, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Nosson Omer, migrav l'shilo shlosha milin, from the place called Grav to Shilo is a distance of 3 mil. And the smoke from the base of Migdash and the smoke of Micha's Avodah Zarah were mixed in together in that area. And Bikshu Malach Hasharis Ledochel, the Malach wanted to shove away the smoke of the Avodah Zarah, and we really wanted to shove away Micha from this world and kill him. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nicha, leave Micha, please. Shepiso Metzuyel Over Drachim. Imagine that, the terrible things he did because he was giving bread to people walking past him, that gave him the zechus to protect himself. That's the very reason why the Pelegish Begiva, that whole story, that they were punished. So I'm like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodi lo michisem, because my honor, you did not protest, you did not go against them. So akvodo she basredam michisem. However, the honor of basredam, you did protest. So what's this referring to right now? To compare the whole story here with Pilagish Begiva right now. I'm not sure exactly. I thought they just did protest. Okay, I'm not exactly sure here. The Gemara then says,
they protested the Giva incident, but they didn't protest Micha's Avodah Zarah.
But I thought we just said above that the Malachim did protest Micha's incident. They wanted to kill him.
Yeah, but not the people.
Ah, the people themselves. Ah, okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, let's go a little further. Why not? Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Gedola Legima. Great is the Glima giving food to people passing by. Sheachika Shtei Mishpachos Miyisrael, because not doing so has caused the terrible separation of two families. Shenamar, it says, Advar Shelo Kidmu Eschem Belechem B'Mayim, that which you didn't give them. This is talking about Amon and Moav, that didn't give any food and water to Bnei Yisrael as they're passing by. It caused a great distance to them." Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said himself, Marcheka says Akrovim, it distances those who are very close. Umekareva says Rechokim, and it brings close those who are distanced. So again, not giving a bread, not giving hospitality will distance those close, and giving bread will bring close those who are distant. Ula Malemes Einayim Min Harasham, it also causes the blindness to the wicked. Umashe Shechina Al Nevi Habal, those who don't give hospitality causes the Shechina to rest upon the Nevi Habal, which is a bad thing. Ushkagasa Ola Zadun, and it makes those mistakes of Shogeg to be considered mazed. Okay, we will stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone.
Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone.